Blog Talk Radio.
Good Sunday afternoon. This is Average Joe. Welcome to Average Joe Radio. Here in the Carolinas, in the Piedmont, it's been kind of bleak all day. It's been overcast and cold. I think we didn't even get out of the 30s. So there's your weather report for the Average Joe Radio Show. It's supposed to be, I think we're not supposed to get much precipitation this week. As you can see on my map here, that we have some activity over here, and then there's a little activity down here, and this cold front's going to push in here, and then all this stuff's going to happen. So there you go, no problem, no extra charge for that. So today's show is about inspiration, and I'll get into that in just a minute. But first, we're going to do this this day in history. In 1972. Richard Nixon announced the additional troop withdrawals from Vietnam. He announced that 70,000 U.S. troops will leave South Vietnam over the next 3 months, reducing U.S. troop strength there by May 1st to 69,000 troops. Since taking office, Nixon had withdrawn more than 400,000 American troops from Vietnam, with the reduction in total troop strength. U.S. combat deaths were down to less than 10 per week. Man, that's scary. To just think that that's a good thing. However, Nixon still came under heavy criticism from those who charged that he was pulling out troops by turning to the use of air power instead of ground troops, was continuing the U.S. involvement in Vietnam rather than disengaging from the war. The last American troops would be withdrawn in March of 73 under the provisions of the Paris Peace Accords. So, that's our this day in history. Usually there's usually quite a few items that I'll see on this day in history when I research, just to see. And, I kind of picked. I mean, there's more stuff that happened on this day in history. There's been a lot of January 13th in our history. So there's a lot of things that's happened in our history. So, okay, inspiration. The funny thing about inspiration that I was inspired about inspiration. And if you've heard, we've got kind of a double inspiration going there. It's exponentially inspired. Inspiration times inspiration equals inspiration squared. Is that the way the math works? I'm just goofing. But call me. 914-219-0884 is the call-in number. If you got something you want to add or just comment, you can email at Average Joe, that's Average J-O, at carolina.rr.com. So I've been kind of thinking this week, and you've heard me in past shows say I'm usually inspired sometime during the week about what I want to talk about. And this week, I had a few things going on in my head, but there wasn't anything ever really dug in and grabbed some brain cells and stuck there. And so I had a couple of default subjects that I thought about using some backup subjects. And I will get around to those subjects. One of them is actually on how to buy a car. And I know that most people know how to buy a car, but I won't get into that. But I do have some expertise in that area, so I thought I might share that. And I will eventually. I was thinking about it today, actually, and I was thinking about how I'm usually inspired, sometime during the week for some kind of subject matter, and nothing ever really dug in. And then I was thinking about, well, what about the inspiration of inspiration? So, yeah, I like that. So we're going to talk about inspiration. Just a little, bare bones definition. Inspiration, the process of being mentally stimulated to do or feel something, especially to do something creative. Some synonyms. I've just got a mouthful of marbles today. Creativity, inventiveness, innovation, innovativeness, ingenuity, imagination, originality, and individuality. Inspiration is something that's part of the human condition, I guess. I think about, one thing I think about most so far as people that are kind of lean on their inspiration is there's lots of people, actually. There's artists, music artists, painters, sculptors, other artists that use different kind of medium, whatever that might be. It might be junk. It might be, electrical wire. I mean, it can be different things that they make art from. It could be an idea. Authors, people that write books, fiction or nonfiction, poetry, people that write screenplays and make movies, film. That takes a lot of inspiration and creativeness for sure. I think about people that do speaking, whether it be like public speaking in front of a crowd of people. And I see we got somebody on the line, but I think that's somebody listening in. One of you 910 people, if you got something to say, just feel free to text me and let me know, and I'll be glad to put you online. Guest call in for all you other people is 914-219-0884. But public speakers like pastors, people that do just public speaking maybe for a living, and that they go around and do, that they've written a book or they've done something special that people, want to hear what they have to say about things. Radio hosts, TV hosts, I mean, they have to come up with something. I know a lot of, especially the big radio shows and TV shows, entertainment, they have a whole staff of writers. But still, somebody's got to be inspired about what they want to talk about. So, part of the human condition. What inspires you? I mean, I'm going to kind of go through some of the things that inspire me, but what inspires you? And I don't know, most of us average Joe people are average, and we probably don't do a lot of public speaking, or we don't make TV shows or movies or write books, but we still are inspired by things, even if it just gives you a feeling. It can come down to I was inspired to cook dinner for my best friend or for my family because of something that happened. If you've got something, call me, 914-219-0884. Most of the time when I'm inspired, because, and I've said this before, I spend a lot of time in my car because when I work, I'm a field service tech and I'm out driving around, and I usually drive on average probably about 100 miles a day or so. And so that puts me in the car for, at least a couple of hours a day, so I have some alone time. And a lot of times, I'm listening to talk radio or something like that, but even so, my mind is going in many different directions, and that's kind of where or when I get a lot of my inspiration. And it's really, I'm not really looking for inspiration, because I think if you do that, it kind of it kind of gets in the way. I mean, it's kind of like looking for the right woman in your life or the right man in your life. You know, if you're looking for them, you'll never find them. But if you just kind of let it happen, usually it does, and at the right time. And but that kind of led me to thinking about, well, you know, what about authors and music artists that have like contracts for having to write books or create or, you know, produce albums and things like that. They're kind of obligated to be inspired so that they can create. You know, they've got to write so many books, or they've got to record so many albums. They've got to write songs. Once you're under obligation like that, I mean, it seems to me that that puts an awful lot of pressure on you, because your art has become a business now. It's the way you make a living. It's the way you eat. You know, it's what provides you with your resources, is being able to create, and you need inspiration for that. I know that things can be created, and you don't necessarily have to have an inspiration. I mean, you can build a house, and design a house, but usually there's a certain amount of criteria that you have to go by. Doing things like that you can kind of, you know, plan as you go in a way. I mean, I'm not an architect or a designer of anything for that matter. but when you're having to come up with a story for a book, or come up with a theme, or just like I said, for music, not only the music part of the music, but the lyrics. I mean, I'm really impressed by people that can do that. And obviously there's not a lot of people that can do it successfully, because the ones that do will make a lot of money. So when I'm in the car, like I said, I have a lot of time to myself. 914-219-0884. If you got something you want to input, I'd love to hear about your inspiration. observation. You know, to me, I'm kind of a people watcher and a situation watcher. I like to observe things and think about them, and may not ever do anything about them or even put anything on paper, but there's usually something going on in my head about things that I see, situations, whether it's on television or in a movie or in real life, preferred in real life. I see a lot of things, in my work life. I'm in a lot of different places. In my social life, in my civil community events that I participate in, you know, mostly with the veterans organizations, I'm inspired by a lot of those things. When I hear people's stories about what they've been through, I'm many times inspired. Above Average Joe and I were watching the movie last night called Wonder, and it was about a little boy that looked different, and just the challenges that he went through, and it really inspired me to think about some things. I'm not going to get into that, but because right now at this moment I don't even remember what those things were. I just thought of that as an example. But situations, life experiences, struggles. I mean, most of us are inspired when we go through struggles, when we're having a hard time, because usually when you're having a hard time, you're trying to work it out, you're trying to figure things out, and those struggles usually make you stronger. I know these last couple of shows, you know, we talked about resolutions and goals last episode, and I'm talking about, you know, this kind of a thing tonight. I know we're borderline, being in the motivational speaking business, but that's not what I'm doing. I mean, I hope I am motivating you if you're not motivated, but it's just, again, what I was inspired to talk about tonight, even if it was last minute. When you go through those struggles, man, it's where the rubber hits the road and you really have to figure things out. And you know, when you don't have any struggles, you get lazy and you get complacent. You don't have anything to really, you know, exercise your mind because you're just kind of cruising along, you know, if you have it too easy. Now, believe me, I'm all about, you know, it being easy. If you want to figure out the fastest way to get a job done, get the lazy guy to do it, because he's going to take all the shortcuts. He'll figure out the easiest and quickest way to do it. But generally, you know, like I said, I'm all about easy too, but it's really the struggles and the challenges that make us strong and make us use our mind and keeps us from being lazy. You know, I'm inspired by people, you know, particularly my family, you know, my parents. My mom and dad both have been an incredible inspiration to me. I've even given some thought to, you know, some of the things that my dad taught me through the years and just some of the things that he did. I've actually thought about writing a book about it. And I actually did start, and that's about as far as it got. But, you know, I do have, I hope to finish that one day, and I'll probably, I've never written a book before, so I would have to, you know, I'd have to step up my game, as it were. My mother, she's inspired me. Above Average Joe, she inspires me almost every day because she's a very strong woman and the challenges that she's been through, and she inspires me in many different ways. You know, I spend more time with her than any other person on the planet, so there's probably, you know, a good reason for that. She's my wife and my life partner and friend, and you know, we should be inspired by each other. I hope I inspire her. my children and my grandchildren, they inspire me. I mean, I see some of the things that my daughters do and some of the things that my grandchildren do. I got 6 grandsons, and most of you that know me know that. And they don't know it. They don't know how much of an inspiration they are to me. You know, it makes me proud. I'm so proud of many of the things that they do and say, and especially when I, you know, and I guess I'm a little egotistical when they do something that I taught them, or they say something that I taught them, or, you know, they'll say, well, you know, I remember when you told me to this and that, and this is really, and it does work, or that really happened, or whatever. My friends, I'm constantly inspired by my friends. I've been blessed with a lot of friends. I have some really, a handful of close friends, and then a couple of what I'd say best friends. And, you know, usually we have conversations about things, and, you know, I'm inspired and get ideas, and, you know, we just kind of bounce things off of each other when we're talking about ideas, and I enjoy that. I really do. I really enjoy the camaraderie of just ideas and trying to figure things out in life. 914-219-0884. Nobody's called in tonight. We didn't have any callers last week either. But as you saw, or as you heard, I didn't have any trouble, you know, getting plenty of yakage in. So I'll be here all night. Well, no, actually, I won't. I'll be here for about another 10 minutes. But we did, you know, there's enough time for you to call in if you've got an example or you got a story about your inspiration. I'd love to hear it. You know, these are the kind of things that I'm just talking about, you know, not only my friends, my coworkers. Sometimes I'm inspired by them. Most of those coworkers are my friends. I've been working around most of the people I work with for a pretty good long time, so I have to say they are definitely friends. But you know, you never know what's going to inspire you. That's the beauty of it. So today I was about to go into one of my default topics. I had thought about the how to buy a car thing. Another subject that we're going to talk about is a little bit of a more serious matter. We're going to talk about capital punishment one day, but I want to do a little bit more preparation for that one. That one's definitely not a default subject because I need to know what I'm talking about when we start talking about the numbers as far as statistics and costs and the morality of it and just everything. There's so many levels of meat there that you are really obligated to talk about when you talk about capital punishment. We're talking about killing people legally. And I'm getting off subject here, but I just kind of wanted to give you a in the future, this is coming kind of thing. We may be talking about, we definitely will be talking about, because I promised you this back when we did it, when we had the reality show. We're going to talk some more about that. We're going to probably try to talk about it more. Maybe from a layman's perspective, in that, you know, we got pretty deep from the science perspective before, and I've struggled with that subject because just trying to explain my understanding, you know, we talked about the double slit experiment and things like that, and just trying to explain that without using any kind of visual aids was kind of difficult, and I knew it would be, it's just something that fascinates me, and I love talking about it. And when I don't have anybody to bounce it off of that's given me any feedback, it's really fascinating then, because I don't know if you know what I'm talking about or not. I don't know if I'm getting through to you. I can't see your eyes. I can't see your facial expressions. And which that brings to light another thing that I've been thinking about doing on Average Joe Radio, is I may do like a simulcast. I may do like a live Facebook feed with video, so you can actually, I'm not going to be, if I do that, I haven't decided for sure that I'm going to do it or not, but if I do decide to do it, it's going to be, you'll be able to see me here in the studio, but I'm not going to be interacting or playing or speaking to the camera. It's just you'll be able to see what's going on, and I think that'll get our numbers up a little bit, because we'll have people on Facebook that'll have the visibility. It's like they'll see the live video, and they'll be more likely to, if nothing else, out of curiosity. And I actually got that idea from one of our regular listeners, and I get a lot of my ideas from our regular listeners. A buddy of mine, Jim, that lives down in Florida, he gives me a lot of ideas, and most of the time he gives me, the thing with Jim is he rarely gets to listen live, so that's why you've never heard him call in. He always listens to the recording, to the archive, but he always sends me a review of, you know, of the show, you know, and he lets me know. He's pretty square with me. He lets me know what he liked and what he didn't like, what he agrees with, what he didn't agree with. And then he'll say, and by the way, maybe you should talk about this and blah, 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 you know, and he'll give me some ideas. And, you know, Jim's a little older than me, so he's been around the block a few more times, and he's got more experience, with more wisdom. And man, I tell you what, I'm all about, if anybody knows more than I do or has more experience than I do, I'm going to listen to them, you know. I try to learn from other people who's been You know, there's a saying that how do you get through a minefield? Well, you follow somebody who's already been through it. You walk in their same footsteps. So if you step where they stepped, then you're not going to get blown up. So here's a metaphorical analogy for you. And actually, I'd like to do a show about metaphors. I think I can do it, but that's another one I'm gonna have to really prepare for. Is filling 30 minutes with a show about metaphors without it being boring or repetitive or whatever. And then, but that's where I need you guys to interact with me and give me some of your metaphors. I love metaphors. If you ask most people that I talk to in person, if you've listened to this show enough, you know that I like to use metaphors to illustrate, you know, the point I'm trying to make. And maybe I got a lot of that from preachers. You know, my dad being a preacher, and they always had a little story. And even Jesus himself was always had parables that he used stories to illustrate an idea or to make a point. But like I said, I'm going to listen to people that have ideas. So if you have ideas, I mean, please email me, Average Joe, that's Average J-O, at carolina.rr.com. If you have an idea on what you think would be a good subject for the show, I'm not going to guarantee I'm going to use your idea, but, you know, send it to me. I mean, you never know. Like I said, I've gotten ideas from other listeners, and I've used a lot of them. I haven't used them all, but, you know, so far I've had a pretty good luck being inspired to, you know, come up with my own topics. This is the 34th show, if I'm not mistaken. So we've done 30, well, that we're in the process of doing our 34th show. And so far, you know, I haven't had radio block or writer's block or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, you can probably tell I don't write this show. I come up with an idea. I'm inspired, and I make a few notes, kind of an outline on the highlights of what I want to talk about. But, you know, I'm pretty much just shooting from the hip because I want it to be real. I got on here and read, it would be pretty boring. So I'm not here just to read you a speech online or on my radio show on Average Joe Radio. So I just want to, you know, be real with you. This is who I am. So we're about up against the clock here, and I appreciate those of you that are listening right now live, and I appreciate those of you that we'll be listening to the archive, and this has been a fantastic journey so far. I've enjoyed every minute of it. Just the excitement of the prep, and, you know, in the beginning when I first started, I was really, you know, I'd get these butterflies. It was, you know, because I knew that I was talking to, you know, millions of people out there, and you know, when you're in front of all those people, even if you can't see them, it makes you a little nervous. But I've gotten pretty comfortable behind the microphone and not letting it get to me. And I've been able to be myself more. You know, in other words, I can lighten it. You know, I can shoot from the hip and really be real. And not that I wasn't being real before, but now I'm more relaxed about it, and I can, you know, my sense of humor shows a little more, so I really enjoyed it, and I appreciate those of you that have listened and supported me, and I'm without words right now. I don't even know what else to say about that, because it means a lot to me, and just for those that value what I have to say, and I value what you have to say in your opinions, and maybe we'll get more callers next week, but we're we're going to be out of here for now, and I hope you all have a good week, and we'll see you next week at Average Joe Radio.